Putting wine in cans started as a novelty at festivals or as bubbly at bridal showers. But in just the last year, the category has grown by more than 100% across the nation. And as correspondent Anna King reports, the vino industry's biggest Northwest players are starting to enter the market in a major way.
Several years ago, Union Wine Co. of Oregon put some wine in cans for a food festival. It was such a hit, says owner Ryan Harms, he decided to do it as his main business.
I think there's a lot of indicators that are helping us feel confident about our continued investment and what we're doing.
Now, Union ships its Underwood-branded cans to 49 states and 11 other countries. Other big vintners noticed. The third largest winery in the nation is St. Michelle Wine Estates, based in Woodinville, Washington. Now it's pouring huge amounts of juice into aluminum cans under its 14 Hands brand. The cans are rolling out from St. Michelle's Columbia Crest Winery and across the country to Safeways, Albertsons, Kroger's, 7-Elevens, and Rite Aid's. Patrick Kozel is the director of innovation for St. Michelle.
Our only concern at this point is keeping up. You know, we've shipped everything we've made thus far.
Kozel says St. Michelle studied the market, focused grouped what consumers want, and tried cans out at CenturyLink Field, home of the Seattle Seahawks last year. The company says the market share for canned wines has steadily increased and is now one of the fastest growing segments of the total beverage market. With more than a million cans produced so far, St. Michelle has barely cracked the tab on summer.
We're doing another round of canning, if you would, rather than bottling. So that's our only challenge thus far, but it's a good problem to have.
Obviously, St. Michelle is the largest player in Washington.
That's Sean Sullivan in Seattle. He's contributing editor with Wine Enthusiast magazine and runs the popular Washington Wine Report. He says just like the recent popularity of rosé, cans are a wine trend.
Seeing them go into the market in such a large way tells you how strong of a trend canned wines are right now.
St. Michelle's Kozel says this trend is reaching younger wine drinkers who are taking cans on hikes, boats, to concerts, and golf courses.
So they're able to grab it and just throw it in a cooler and not have to worry about having a corkscrew or wine glasses or anything of that nature.
I think it's fantastic.
That's John Bookwalter, owner of Bookwalter Winery in Richland, Washington. Musicians here play to a crowded afternoon patio. Bookwalter says even though he sells higher-priced wines and serves it in sparkling glasses, he's excited that the cans are joining the market.
First of all, it's a great way to introduce people to Washington wines, which we still need to do.
But
Let's not overthink this. This is a $5 can of wine, and I think you need to set the bar for that.
Thinner layer of lees on the bottom because it's a little bit wider, and so there is that natural lees stirring that occurs because...
And even in the cool barrel room of one of the state's highest-end wineries, Long Shadows and Walla Walla, head winemaker Gilles Nicole says cans have their place.
I'm not going to put some $75 wine into a can, but I think into a can, as long as they keep the quality up.
Nicole says good wine in a can would actually surprise consumers, especially if it's approachable, bright with acidity and fruit, and lovely for a summer event. Still, has he tried a can of them?
Not yet. So, but, you know, I will.
Outside Walla Walla, I'm Anna King.